All right, everybody. Back by popular demand is our Pop Culture Power Hour. We have Daisy Phelps, one of our producers on the show. We have Morgan McMichael, one of our TPUSA contributors, and Joe Bob, the man that only needs one name, also a Turning Point USA contributor. We talk about the Harrison Butker controversy. It's one of the biggest stories in the country. Defending Catholic values and defending traditional values for motherhood and being a wife, it's caused a stir. The NFL's even chimed in. We also cover Haley and Justin Bieber having their first kid. What does that mean for Gen Z and pop culture? And we talk about a brand new movie, a romantic comedy starring Anne Hathaway called The Idea of You. 50 million viewers with a 40-year-old woman dating a 24-year-old boy bander. Quite the story. This is a fun conversation. These episodes always do gangbusters, so enjoy. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
Back by popular demand, this is the Pop Culture Power Hour. I'm going to be welcoming my esteemed panel. Now we have Morgan McMichael, TPUSA contributor. Joe Bob, your last name is, it's never going to be something that I get easily here. Telefi. That's why you're like the guy with one name. Joe Bob Telefi, TPUSA contributor. And Daisy Phelps, she's one of the producers on this show, also our resident pop culture expert and Swiftie. Welcome to the show, to the panel. Joe Bob's not smiling. He's upset. I got his last name wrong,
well,
and he's upset.
You said esteemed panel, and if I'm on the panel, I don't know if esteemed is the correct determining word for what we should use.
Well, you've got 1 hour here to redeem yourself, Joe Bob, in the eyes of our esteemed audience. I will tell you that. Mm. All right, so we've got a couple of really, really big topics to get to. And I was gonna get to this in hour one. I did not because of how esteemed this panel was. This story went mega viral yesterday, and that's about the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker. I think I got his name right, although I feel tempted to say it wrong. I mean, maybe Daisy should give the backstory here, but let me just try. He gives a commencement speech at a Catholic university, basically saying things that Catholics have believed for years, and the world's losing its mind. The world has lost its utter loving mind. I'm throwing it to the panel. You guys know this. We got the clips. We can play them. set the stage before we go to clip number one here.
Yeah, so I think we have all the clips loaded of his speech. It was only about a 20-minute speech, and it's really just making everyone so upset. I think the part that's making people the most upset was that there were a lot of women graduating, and in his speech, he does say, before he gets into what everyone's mad about, he says, a lot of you will go on to get promotions and have careers and do great things. But I think he says, I would venture to guess most of you are looking forward to having a family and getting married. And then he says that his wife would say that her life really started when she got married and had a family. And there's, I think there's women in the audience that have spoken out. I mean, he did get a standing ovation. And even I think Whoopi Goldberg said something along the lines of, like, he was somewhere where everyone believes what he believes, and he said what he believes, and we have to be okay with that, which is kind of crazy that Whoopi Goldberg is even remotely attempting to defend him. Obviously, she says she doesn't believe in any of it, but she does mention that he has the ability to say what he wants to say. People just are really not liking it.
All right, Morgan, you're the other lady on the panel. I'm going to play the clip after this, but are you just sitting here just steaming? Are you so offended at this
not.
Kansas City Chiefs?
Absolutely not offended at all. And I think this is the problem with the societal hypocrisy when it comes to the feminist movement, that so many women in our generation and even millennials have become so used to the idea of, I'm going to climb the corporate ladder and everything is going to be self-idolization instead of actually wanting to have a family, because no lies were said in his entire speech. And it's weird that I actually do agree with Whoopi Goldberg in the statement that these things should be said. He was at a Catholic college. I think it would be a different story if he was at UCLA and where there's a lot of feminists, and they would be very more upset about what he was saying. But no, we have a societal problem and a societal gap when there is a large amount of women that are canceling Harrison Butker and signing petitions saying he should be removed from the NFL. And I think there's a huge gap when the NFL is uplifting many players who have DUIs. There are players that are involved with domestic abuse that have multiple baby mamas. But then one player who speaks out about conservative Christian ideals and values of prioritizing family and encouraging masculinity is a problem.
Yeah, you make a great point, Morgan. So this is, on average, almost 50 NFL players are arrested every year. Since 2000, the Kansas City Chiefs have supplied 41 of those players that got arrested, and that's tied for fourth in the league. It's not even the number one team. This is since 2000. That's 129 cases of domestic violence, 120 assault or battery cases, and a handful of, like, murder and homicide cases. There's zero outrage for any of those, but nope, Harrison Butker is the man on the hot seat. So without further ado, I'm going to play there's two clips here that are really, I think, the core of what people have gotten up in a tizzy about. Let's play 103.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
All right. So, I mean, that was just part one. So he said, a lot of you are going to do great things in your careers, but I bet you're more excited about having a family. Nothing would have even registered on my Richter scale, but let's keep going. This is a little bit longer and then we'll get your guys' reaction. 104.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
That I mean, I'm offended. Joe Bob, I bet you are just sitting here just ticked off, you know, beyond get out. So, Joe Bob, I can see it on your face right now. Your reaction.
Well, my first thought when hearing this and then seeing all of the outrage about it is, since when did we diminish the value of doing the one thing that society is supposed to do? If you boil everything down in culture and society to why are we here, you get to, well, to perpetuate the species, to have kids and continue humanity as a whole. And if that is the one singular goal, what then is the most important thing? Being a mother and raising kids. And so I don't understand the idea of, well, you're diminishing. What do you mean diminishing the value of women? We're here openly saying women are the most valuable thing, and raising kids and broadening the spectrum of humanity as a whole is the most important thing. So to have any backlash is, yes, it's ridiculous, but it's also just, it doesn't make any sense when you look at the grand scheme of why we're here. And I know that's a little philosophical for the moment, but just as a whole, since when did we diminish the value of motherhood to the point where it's a bad thing to be called? I'll tell you, my wife is like, yeah, like, I'm a mom. That's what I am first and foremost. And nothing that he said in that speech would offend her at all. If anything, she'd be proud of it.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, Joe Bob, but the reactions would say differently, right? I mean, let's go ahead and show image 127. This is Kara R. Harrison Butker, every time a woman learns how to read. 128. So Colin Kaepernick gets blacklisted from the NFL for advocating for black lives, but Harrison Butker can give a misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic speech without a peep from the NFL. And I'm supposed to believe that's conservatives that are getting canceled, GTFOH. But this tweet's wrong because the NFL has reacted. They have given a statement on it. This has gotten so big, the NFL felt like they had to break their silence and come out against Harrison Butker and distance themselves from this guy. I mean, this is getting out of hand.
All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now.
So Daisy, we just mentioned that the NFL actually did comment. What did they say, and, you know, who's saying it?
I think we have it. I think it's 121 if we want to put it up. But basically, they said that he gave this speech in his personal capacity. It has nothing to do with the NFL, and his views are not reflective of the NFL's views, which I think goes for, I mean, any. I don't even know why the NFL had to speak on it, because they're in their offseason. There are NFL players that are legitimately murdering people in their offseason. So they don't have to make a statement on that, but they will make a statement on Harrison Butker, legitimately in tears, crying that his wife is so important to him.
Well, and by the way, and Morgan, this was the NFL. This is Jonathan Bean. Harrison Butker gave a speech in his personal capacity. Jonathan Bean, this NFL senior vice president and chief diversity and inclusion officer, tells, this was People magazine, his written statement, his views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. So not only do you have the NFL basically distancing itself from pro-women messaging, but now you've got the chief DEI officer as their spokesperson. Your reaction?
I mean, of course, they're going to want to promote and push diversity, equity, and inclusion and whatever is the next new thing to their players and their audiences, because look at how many millions of people are watching NFL sports games throughout the year. So they're going to want to push an agenda. And I definitely think that a lot of the backlash was instigated. I mean, there was a lot of drama with Travis Kelce hasn't said anything and he's been in the news lately. But I have a question for all of the feminists who are anti-Butker's speech. Is what legacy are you planning to leave on Earth if it is not raising a future generation? What was your intention of being here on Earth if it's not to create children? And I honestly think that women who are going against Butker and women who say they don't want to have children and the feminists are being selfish because they're serving themselves instead of serving God, instead of serving our husbands, serving their children, and leaving something on this Earth other than just serving themselves.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Morgan. I really do. But I do find it fascinating, Joe Bob, that there is – I mean, he touched on, like, IVF and abortion. I think he even went after Joe Biden. The piece of this that is making the most hay, that is the most controversial, seems to be this piece about the women. The women are – the feminists are going crazy. The same people that can't tell you what a woman is are really upset that he's talking about women, Joe Bob.
That's a good point. Maybe he should have opened up the speech with, as a – trans woman, I had to get those right in my head to see how much he could make them angry. But here's the thing that I think is actually pretty interesting about this, and the thing that I like about the radical left being exposed, because as we've kind of discussed on this whole thing, nothing that he said was so outlandish that the average person wouldn't agree with it. And dare I break a Charlie Kirk show rule to the delight of probably Daisy and Morgan, but there are other people that are watching this, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce, his wife, Kylie Kelce, who probably are seeing all of the backlash and thinking, well, what did he say? And then they'll go and watch it and go, well, that sounds pretty reasonable. And so to the broader point here, I think, is that, yes, it is a win for conservatives in the fact that, like, yeah, being a normal person is okay and good. But also to the people that we generally don't reach, this guy's intertwined with a lot of the people that are making headlines. Like Morgan was saying, the Travis Kelce's of the world, the Patrick Mahomes of the world, he's on their team. He's in their locker room. He is their friend. I guarantee you they're going to look into this for themselves. And what I would hope is that they come away with it, that the rest of us come away with is, yeah, that's pretty reasonable, and I would probably agree. So hopefully this makes bigger splashes and bigger waves across the scope than even just that we're seeing now. Hopefully people start to realize, oh, yeah, the conservative ideals in life are not crazy and radical. They're actually more normal, and the radical lefties that are getting so infuriated over this, those people are nuts.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point, Joe Bob. I think that this is like a jump the shark moment for the radical feminazis on the left. You listen to this speech. He's a Catholic, speaking at a Catholic school, like a real Catholic school, not a Catholic school in name only, defending Catholic doctrine, and basic, but also just kind of being like a normal person. And they are losing their mind. And go ahead and throw up 148. There's even a petition that now is around 120,000 signatures demanding that the Chiefs dismiss Harrison Butker from the Chiefs. This is getting like patently insane. And if you're a normal person, you just look at this and you go, it's not his fault. It's like the problem's not with him. It's with these crazies that are after him. I want to take a moment for you guys to introduce yourselves to our audience. Joe Bob, let's start with you. Tell us about yourself and where do people follow you?
My name is Joe Bob. Legally on my birth certificate, one grandpa was Joe, the other one was Bob. My parents couldn't figure out which one to name me after, so that's how I have a hillbilly Alabama backwoods name on a brown guy. Simple enough. Just type in J-O-B-O-B pretty much anywhere. I'm a comedian by trade, and I was telling Charlie the other day that, you know, as much as the woke stuff is annoying, it does really give me a lot of material to work with. And then he said, you'll be employed forever. So that's what I'm doing. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, awesome. Morgan, also known as Morgan.
Also known as Morgan. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew, for that. Hello, I'm Morgan. I am our Gen Z culture and political commentator at Turning Point USA. And kind of like Joe Bob, if you can spell my first name, you can find me any social media platform, M-O-R-G-O-N-N. And yes, that is also my legal name, which is why everyone here at HQ calls me Morgan.
Morgan. Daisy, let the audience know about Daisy. You do a lot around here.
I'm not a comedian. I'm not a commentator. I'm not an influencer. I'm just Daisy.
You are a Swiftie.
I am a Swiftie. You can find me on all social media platforms at either CharlieKirk1776 or CharlieKirk11. Basically, type in Charlie Kirk and I'll be on some sort of back end posting something, writing something. So, yeah, not really front-facing as Daisy, but you can find me on Charlie's social media.
Well, that's why we had to get her on the show today. All right. And by the way, if you're in the audience and you are of a certain age and you're wondering about Gen Z dating and what it's like, Morgan, for this segment, I was scrolling through your Twitter and all of your I just love how raw and honest you are about what it's like out there. I think you give a really interesting window into what it would be like to be, you know, 20-something, early 20s, and trying to, like, date, be a feminine woman, be more traditional values. It's a really good follow, so check her out as well.
As we draw near to another critical election, it's not about casting your vote. It's about elevating your voice. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into the practices that inflate drug prices, successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC memberships grows, Washington listens. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit amac.us/Charlie to become a 4-year member for just $30. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and more. Take advantage of our election year sale, 4 years for just $30, by joining the over 2 million members. They can't ignore your voice. Join now at amac.us/Charlie. That's amac.us/Charlie.
Okay, so next topic here. By the way, we could go on the Harrison Butker thing for a long time, but I do want to get to this next story. Daisy, take it away. This is very much a you thing.
Yes. So I think that this kind of goes hand in hand with the Harrison Butker thing, because in the same week that everyone is freaking out about Harrison Butker talking about how important it is to have a family and be a wife and be a mom, we also get Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber announcing that they are having a baby, and everyone is so ecstatic. And There's a lot of nuance that go into, I think, like Hollywood Christianity, because Justin and Haley are very outspoken believers. But they got married in 2018. So they've been married for 6 years, which for Hollywood is a pretty long time. I think she was 21 when they got married. He was 24. And they've said that they didn't want to live together before they got married. And they have been openly talking about how much they want to have a family. And they're, I think, an example in Hollywood of still a very woke couple. I think we can all admit that. But they openly talk about religion. They openly talk about wanting to have a family. And everyone is celebrating this. I think it's amazing. I think that they're going to have such a beautiful child. And I'm really excited for them, along with everyone else. But I also agree with Harrison Butker. So I think there's a pretty seamless transition there as to how everyone can be so upset, but also so happy.
Yeah, I think I think it's worth playing this old clip, 139. This is him on Ellen's show, Justin Bieber on Ellen's show, saying that he wanted a tribe, which is, I think, great. Good for him. 139.
How many kids are you going to have and when?
I'm going to have as many as Haley is wishing to push out. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have myself a little tribe. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's her body and whatever she wants to do.
Does she want a lot?
I think she wants to have a few.
What are y'all waiting for? Well, you know you love kids. You're so good with kids.
Thank you for saying that.
What's the hold up?
I think the issue, there's not really an issue, but I think Haley still has some things she wants to accomplish as a woman, and I think she just wants to, I think she just is not ready yet. I think that's okay.
Well, apparently now she is ready because she's pregnant. Morgan, what do you think? You're the Gen Z, expert here. You and Daisy, actually. Is this a positive thing for culture to see somebody like Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber having kids? They're pregnant now, wanting to have a tribe. Does this counter some of the negativity we see elsewhere?
Absolutely. I think this is a very positive thing. I think the more that we start to see a lot of the celebrities that, you know, me and Daisy kind of grew up with start to get married and have children, it's going to encourage other Gen Zers in that counterculture side to also get married and have kids. We've also seen indications that the marriage rates have been increasing and the divorce rates have been decreasing. It is still a very slim, improvement, but an improvement is an improvement. And I think that this can be an entirely big shift within our generation to continue to get married and have children. And the more that we see celebrities embracing motherhood and staying married, that's just going to then have a lasting impact on our generation. So absolutely, I want to see more Gen Zers look up to celebrities in this way and be like, you know what? Maybe I do want to get married. Maybe I do want to have children and have a spouse.
I really think that that's what we're seeing. I mean, you said celebrities that you and I grew up watching. Vanessa Hudgens just got married. She's having a baby. I think Hillary Duff just had her third or fourth child. And also, like, the Sophia Richie wedding was a huge topic this past year. Yep. She converted to Judaism, and her husband are both super religious, and they're having their first baby. And she also, a reason it was a big cultural phenomenon was because she's very, very modest. And everyone started dressing that way after her wedding happened, and people were obsessed with her. Like, Kylie Jenner started dressing a lot more modestly. Everyone was kind of leaning into the trad wife, which is becoming a huge trend on TikTok. And
the
sourdough
era has entered.
Yes,
the chat.
Morgan and I are both making
sourdough bread on our sourdough journeys.
I think people are starting to really enjoy becoming homemakers, and that's becoming more of a trend. But then when a religious white guy says it, everyone immediately hates it.
Right. It's only okay when the women say, hey, I actually do want to be at home. I do want to be a mother. Then it's okay to encourage that. And I think the Sophia Richie era, and talking about fashion, a lot of the fast fashion now has been on the decrease, and embracing more modesty, more timeless classic looks has been the influencer culture, which has then, I think, propelled even into dating, because women are tired of hookup culture and they're wanting to embrace something that's longer lasting.
And I think an important thing to bring up on the Justin and Haley topic, which Live Action's done a lot of talking about this too, Justin Bieber's mom was very open about the fact, I think she got pregnant when she was a teenager, and she has said she was really encouraged to get an abortion, and she knew that she couldn't. She knew that was not the choice that she wanted to make. And everyone talks about what an amazing story it is that she didn't have an abortion, and now the culture has Justin Bieber, who has made so much music and has so many fans and is so beloved. And then he talks about how important it is for him to have a family. Obviously, there's the very Hollywood woke language in all of his statements, like, it's Haley's choice, Haley's body, however many babies she wants to have. But I do think that that is closer to what we want to see.
Joe Bob, you have a tribe. What's your reaction to this? Yeah.
Small little one, and I'm super excited about it. Now, one thing I'm thinking about here, especially given kind of this cultural shift that Morgan and Daisy have been talking about, is one, I agree with it. And two, this is where I don't know if I necessarily butt heads, but I'm super optimistic about the conservative push into the mainstream culture. And sometimes, people on the conservative side of the aisle disagree with my optimism here. But I also think, and also too, I'm not sure how much I should talk about this publicly, because I think a lot of it goes on behind the scenes, But we have the ability to go and snag some of these massive cultural figures using our, you know, kind of just tentacles into their lives. Remember, Hailey Bieber's dad was a big time Trump supporter. And you don't think that they had any conversations in the family, like, outside of the public eye, not necessarily about Trump, but probably conservative values. If you remember Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner or whatever, despite, you know, the whole trans thing, very, very hardcore fiscal conservative. The Kardashian family as a whole has that kind of in their back pocket, too. And the list goes on and on and on about all of these, like, conservative tentacles reaching into these very, very powerful celebrity types. And I, being the ever optimist, think that we can effectively go in and snag a lot of those people and convince them to come over to our side because, you know, our ideas are better and we live our lives better and we have more fun. And so I think that that's possible. And kind of, you know, Justin and Haley having a baby, I think, is a great step in the right direction. Now, are they going to come out and endorse the politicians we want? Probably not. But like Daisy and Morgan were saying, it's a good thing for the culture to see what a good example of a married, happy couple looks like.
I totally agree. And on that note, where you're talking about going in and grabbing the culture, Charlie probably wouldn't love me bringing this up, but, you know, he got a ton of controversy recently, and Morgan and Daisy, you'll remember this, when he said that, you know, we're feeding these lies to young women and, you know, they're putting their career first. Then they find out when they're 30 that the dating pools, and by the way, he said less attractive in the dating pool. And, you know, the people took it like saying that 30-year-old women can't be beautiful or something. That's not what he was saying. It's a fact. And by the way, when that clip, you know, surfaced, I went and looked up and it was like 12. I found like a dozen left-leaning sites that all said it can be really hard to find your husband when you're in your 30s because you put your career first. Here's some tips and tricks. Like they just – I mean, but to your point earlier, I think, Daisy, you said this, it's only offensive when a Christian white man says – the truth is this, if we're going to reach more culture, should you know, is it strategically wise to have people like Morgan out front and Ali Beth Stuckey and all, you know, this growing cadre of women that are into this trad wife, that are into these traditional values? Do you guys need to be the tip of the spear? Do we just Christian white men need to shut up? Like, I kind of hate that, but it seems to cause a big stir when we get in the mix.
I think there's a part of it, and I think, Morgan, you've been seeing the same thing on your TikTok and Instagram after the Harrison Butker thing. Everyone that's upset is, like, single white women in their 30s, for the most part. And I really do believe that it's because deep down they know it's true, and they have to be defensive because if they don't believe that this is true, then that means that they've actually bought into the lies that they're being told. And that would mean that they have wasted some of their time. If these are lies that they're being fed, then they have to believe that they're true or else they're in for a different reality.
Well, it's been a decades of feminists reprogramming our generation to actually believe these lies that they've been spoon-fed their whole lives. So the only way, I think, to actually do a lot of the reversing is for young women like myself to speak out to these women, because a lot of the women, they're not going to listen to a Christian man like Harrison Butker, but they are more likely to listen to someone like me who's saying, get off your birth control, you need a change.
The birth control thing, it's like the homesteading thing, the, you know, what are the other trends in this trend? Like being a stay-at-home mom if you're able as a family. Like these things feel like they're gaining momentum, but man, are you running into some headwinds here. And Daisy, I love your point. I think it's so critical. We're hitting at this fundamental truth, and that's why, like, the demons are shuddering. That's why we're hearing all this coping and seething and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Morgan, how big is this movement for those at home that maybe aren't aware? Like, how big is the trad wife movement, the trad lady thing?
The movement is continuing to grow because I think that young women are fed up with just seeing the lies of birth control, you know, seeing the lies of you have to work in the corporate world to be successful, and equating womanhood and motherhood to not being success. And women are inherently meant to do that. So when they're continuously told that, you know, what you want naturally in life isn't what's actually going to serve you is a problem. problem. So the movement is definitely growing. I know we have our Young Women's Leadership Summit coming up, where thousands of women who are craving just to have more knowledge on homesteading, have more knowledge on motherhood and why embracing femininity is important, will all show up together, because they're actually craving some biblical and some craving some Christian truths about motherhood and womanhood. So I think we need to talk more about it.
Yeah, two questions though. So in our chat, people are like, what is a trad? And then two, you mentioned birth control. That's a huge old topic that we didn't even have on the list today. But you threw it out there. So what you and Daisy, what is trad? What does that even mean? I mean, it's traditional, right? But what does that mean? But what is tradition? What is a woman? What is tradition? I don't know. There's a lot of questions here. Let's dive into this birth control thing, because a lot of people probably don't, know that there are problems with birth control.
Totally. I mean, I would just say that traditional is embracing traditional values when it comes to biblical values for me personally, and wanting to naturally embrace womanhood, embracing femininity, and, embracing masculinity with men, raising nuclear families and encouraging that. I would say that's what traditional is.
Yeah. And trad wife has kind of become a phrase on TikTok and Instagram. And I think they're not all the way there yet, but people are becoming more accustomed to the idea of going back to wearing feminine dresses and makeup and making bread. And people are talking about having chickens and raising families and staying at home and just going back to those traditional gender roles and I don't think they're going back to them for the necessarily all of the right reasons. I think because it's becoming trendy, but I think if we can get some of the culture back there, that will inherently be a good thing. And then going back to the birth control thing, I think that's one of the topics that the left and the right both can come together on and say hey, this is something that's affecting a lot of women. I mean, we've seen so many articles come out recently in studies of not any sort of bias studies, but just that women are ditching their birth control.
Right.
And that is a really amazing thing. You don't have to be on the right to see that birth control has been lying to you, that Big Pharma has been lying to you. You can see that just from your own life. And I think that the more women that have their own lived experiences and see what's actually happening to them and the lies that they're being told, the more that they will inherently go to the right. Because Joe Bob said, people see the way that, if you actually see the way that we live, not the way that people think that patriarchy, white supremacy, all that stuff is, it really is a great life to enjoy your family, enjoy the traditions, enjoy God, enjoy your country. That isn't a great thing.
Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. With Pivotal Debt Solutions, you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop these threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line is, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first to talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That is zapmydebt.com, zapmydebt.com.
On the birth control thing, I do want to add a little bit, because Alex Clark, who is also a Turning Point USA contributor, has been big on this, and she's been, filling me with articles. Basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, Morgan and Daisy, but the idea is that birth control can hide a lot of potential fertility issues. Mm-hmm. So it will mask over them. And by the time women get off birth control and they want to start having a family, they're not aware of underlying issues that they could have dealt with at a time where it could have been more effective dealing with them. Or maybe they're not able to deal with them at all later in life, right? So there's that. And then there's also a bunch of studies that have come out that have shown women on birth control, especially certain types of hormonal birth control, have suicidal thoughts and ideations, and they have higher levels of depression. So a lot of this stuff is kind of coming out. And to your point, Daisy, I think the left-leaning sort of earthy, crunchy women were the ones that did most of the pioneering work on this. And now they're trying to make it out like The Handmaid's Tale, right-wing Christian nationalists are trying to put them in frocks or whatever. But that, just to give a little primer for our audience on the birth control thing, right, Joe Bob? Poor Joe Bob is like my other dude on the panel. We're just going through birth control. Do you want to comment on that?
Not necessarily on the birth control, but I do like a lot what Morgan and Daisy are saying, just kind of on the culture of reversion, kind of back to more traditional values. One thing that I think is pretty apparent in my own life, I'm seeing this happen in real time. We have a 9-month-old daughter, and my wife is a high-achieving woman. She's got a master's degree, is a clinical therapist, and supervises other clinical therapists. But because this kind of movement of this trad life white lifestyle has kind of bubbled up organically through kind of social media outlets, what I've seen is that it has given permission for high-achieving women like my wife to go, oh, well, what is the actual important thing here? And kind of take a step back and go, well, I've been told forever that, well, this is, you know, the career-oriented, with women empowerment, whatever, all of that stuff. And now that I have a child, okay, well, I do like the child more, but that's not what society is telling me. And what I see is women like her looking to the kind of social media trad life, trad wife life, and saying, okay, so it is okay that I prioritize my kid over my career, even for, you know, high achieving women. And the fact that they're able to look at something that says it's okay to do that, I think is huge and is going to have big impacts on the culture going forward if we let the traditional lifestyle kind of come back organically.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's really well said. And I do think that this idea of permission, I mean, you think about it on a wider level, that is actually the mission of Turning Point USA as a whole. On campus, we're giving students permission to sort of embrace conservative ideas and values, be vocal about it. Within culture, we're giving people permission to, you know, get behind some of these ideas that have been pushed to the back burner. All these women are getting depressed, they're popping pills, antidepressants, and all this thing. And all of a sudden, this movement emerges out of that cultural morass, and you have guys like Harrison Butker who are stepping in it and basically calling out the lies. Morgan, I want to go back to you because, you know, you are one of these people that are out front on this particular topic. How much pushback are you getting, or do you feel like you're getting like this green light from social media?
I will say a majority of the pushback is coming from women my own age who have yet to see the lies that they have been sold. And I'm with Joe Bob on this. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get a degree. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have some academic or career accolades. But then once you acknowledge that, wow, motherhood is beautiful, rejecting these societal norms is actually way better, and living a more conservative lifestyle is going to make me happier because I'm not hooked on SSRIs. I'm not continuing to just propel the cultural lies that have been said to us. And, you know, same with the birth control thing. It's like, I think this is a uniparty issue that we can actually wake up a lot of feminists about when they see how much pharma has lied to them, how much they're kind of being poisoned by their birth control, and they can actually live a happier life off of all of these pharmaceutical drugs and leading towards a more traditional life. And I think it is happening a lot more naturally than people expected. Even when you look at the home growing and the cooking side of Instagram and TikTok, you know, the sourdough industry. So I think this is very positive, and we need to keep just talking about it naturally.
So I love that conversation, and it's kind of like flipping that on its head. But I wanted to get to this because this is new, the idea of you, this new Amazon movie,
yes.
MGM's number one romantic comedy debut of all time, 50 million viewers, according to Variety. It was a fictional band, like a boy band, and singer. And then they turned it into a movie, and it's about a 40-year-old mom and a 24-year-old boy bander. They start dating. And I guess in the book, he's only 20, right, Daisy? You gave me the briefer on this.
I read the book and the movie, and they changed quite a bit from the book to the movie that I think made it a little more digestible, but you keep going and then we can get to the trailer and all that.
Yeah, I was just going to throw up to the, I'm going to throw the, not throw up to the trailer. Maybe I will. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. 154. Go ahead and play it.
did you guys meet? We need to know the story.
We met at Coachella. Hi.
Hi.
This is your trailer?
Yeah, I'm in the band. We're performing on the main stage.
August Moon?
Yeah. I met someone tonight. I feel a little inspired. This one's called Closer.
My being happy would piss so many people off.
Did I not warn you? People hate happy women.
What are you gonna do?
Well, okay. So, I believe the two ladies have seen this film. Okay, so you tell me. I haven't seen any of it. This is the first time I've even seen the trailer. I just thought the premise was fascinating.
Well, so I was planning on hate watching the movie. I knew it was coming out. I read the book a while ago just because it was a really popular book. I didn't really know what it was about at the time. But I hated the book. It was essentially this 20-year-old kid in a boy band and this 40-year-old mom who had a 12-year-old daughter, and the 12-year-old daughter was obsessed with the boy band, mom, boy bander meet, fall in love. And I just thought that was so weird. I still do think it's weird. The movie, they did make it, like I said, a little more digestible, I think. In the movie, they made him 24, which I do think is better than 20. I still don't think that that's great, but I do think it's better. Like, it's easier to watch as a viewer.
Well, but why is it not great? You know what? I mean, 40-year-old men date 20-year-old women all the time, right, Joe Bob?
I would think it's weird either way, personally. I do think another part that makes it better is that the mom is still 40, but she has a 17-year-old daughter, and the 17-year-old daughter in the movie is not really a fan of the boy band at all, because that does become a big piece in the book that it's weird that the mom and the daughter are into the same person. And then I think it had a really nice message at the ending. This is a spoiler alert. I don't think either of y'all are going to watch this movie. But just if anyone listening wants to watch this movie, this is a spoiler
plug
alert.
Your ears.
It basically comes to a point at the end where it's really hard for the daughter, because everyone is kind of like bullying her and obsessed with her mom, and her mom being a cougar, and all these jokes remade. And the mom basically says to the guy, like, my daughter is more important than this relationship. Like, I am really happy with you, but I have to put my daughter first and my family first. And then they break up.
Yeah.
So
I actually liked the movie, unfortunately, because I also was watching it being like, this
I was
is
like
really
embarrassed.
Weird. And then I actually enjoyed the movie. But I do think the underlying messaging is what's concerning, because I know we were talking about this. If you switch the roles and it was a 40-year-old man going after a 20-year-old girl who's in like a girl band, I do think that that is, you know, even more of a problem of like, ooh, a young girl with this older man. Like, is she a gold digger? Like, what does he do? And so I just don't think that glorifying these kinds of movies of having these super absurd age gaps and then having the kids be involved with the families, it's just showing a non-traditional kind of family that I think is, like, in the end damaging. You know, at the end the young girl was like, hey, this is a problem for me, I don't like this.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I was slightly embarrassed that I liked the movie. I thought it was funny. I don't think I'm ever gonna watch it again, but I definitely would say it was better than the book.
Joe Bob, does this offend you, like, this age gap?
Well, so this is I don't know, maybe an interesting perspective / takeaway, but me being the pseudo art critic, that was the first time I had watched the trailer. But then when I was watching the trailer, what I was seeing visually wasn't lining up with the story that Daisy had kind of presented,
yeah.
A 24-year-old and a 40-year-old woman. What I saw was Anne Hathaway, who I looked up just now, is 41 years old, but, like, looks pretty good as a 41-year-old. And if you right. told me she was 34, 35, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. And then the guy that was supposed to play the 24-year-old is 29 years old and looks like he also could be 33. If someone were to tell me, oh, this guy's in his mid-30s, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. So the whole idea of this big age gap presented in kind of the story in and of itself wasn't really coming through to me watching the movie or watching them both on screen. So visually, I didn't get that, ugh, 40-year-old and a 24-year-old, which is what I would do if I just heard it without seeing it visually. So I wonder if that was like an intentional kind of trying to wash that out or trying to make it like, oh, this is totally fine and acceptable because look, they look fine together. Well, yeah, it's Hollywood. Of course, they're going to look fine together. But if you boil that down to reality in real life, that's not how that's going to look in a real world scenario. So I don't know. I wonder if that's like a thing that was done on purpose or if that just kind of worked out with the actors that they chose. But I kind of think that whole kind of big age gap between the woman and the boy kind of gets washed away when you look at it visually. And I wonder if that was done intentionally.
I also think what was done intentionally was that line in there about like it pisses people off to see a woman happy, mm-hmm. because I don't think that was as big of a storyline in the movie. It wasn't about like, oh, you're a woman, you can't be happy, you have to be in line. And I feel like that's kind of what they made the trailer about.
Yeah, no, it's definitely clickbait. And visually, I agree with you, Joe Bob, but I do think that Hollywood did that intentionally so that people would watch the movie. Anne Hathaway, you know, this young, good-looking guy, and they kind of look like they could be together in real life with the underlying tones of the age gap.
Yeah, I sort of wonder, though, if the roles are reversed, right? If you have a 40-year-old guy and a 24-year-old woman, I mean that happens relatively frequently. And by the way, the richer the dude, the older he can be and get a younger and younger girl. I mean, that's just facts. I'm just being factual here. So I do, on the one hand, I said this to Daisy, I don't know if this is like thought crimey or whatever, but like I mean what I wonder if the culture doesn't like frown on the reverse gender roles here, reverse sexes in those age gaps. If it doesn't frown on them because you could still have children. And like historically, you know, in like England, you know, the aristocracy, you would have old gentry, like, you know, men marry very young eligible women. Right. And so I guess like it's kind of built in culturally in our history that this has happened the other way around. And so that's why this movie is even controversial at all. I don't know, but on the one hand, I get people saying, hey, it's double standard. On the other hand, I'm like, yeah, but I don't – for some reason, I'm guilty of that double standard because it feels way more normal. I don't know.
I still think it would be weird if it was a 40-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman. I think that's like inherently just really strange in my opinion. But I still think it makes it better someone being 24 than 20. I mean, I'm 24 now and I would say I – have learned so much since I was 20. I think there's more of a power dynamic too when someone's 20 mm-hmm. versus 24. I don't know. It's weird.
I feel like, oh shoot, I lost my train of thought of where I was going. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Andrew talking about a double standard. Yes, I get that. I think what we're looking at here, double standard, I think is a term that has been used to bully people into thinking that things aren't different. But in reality, you're right. There is a difference between a 40-year-old woman dating a 20-year-old guy or a 40-year-old man dating a 20-year-old woman. I don't think either is okay. But the reason the standards are different is, and hold your horses here, this is going to shock some people, because they're different. That's the reality of it. Men are different than women. Yeah. And so this standard isn't necessarily supposed to be equal to begin with. And so when you say, well, yeah, when people say, oh, this is a double standard, well, yeah, but you're kind of abusing the language there and saying that they're supposed to be equal when the reality is it's just not the same. And whether you want to admit that is kind of irrelevant because that's what reality is. And so if you're going to argue with reality and the roles of men and women and go through that whole charade, then fine, I guess you can do that. But at the end of the day, the reason it's different is because men and women are different.
And I will say society has normalized, you know, young women dating older men. That has been just culturally normalized. Society normalized it. But I do still think it's weird.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I think we've hit our max here. So thank you guys for joining. I always love these pop culture power hours. And now you guys are – Joe Bob, you've participated in the past. But Morgan, this is your first introduction. And we're happy to have you. Thank you, guys. Daisy, thanks for setting this up. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.